Cabinet. The painter's brain seeks the transcendental in sensuality. Once it's achieved, does the routine maintenance work of holding it, conserving it, memorizing it, filing it away in the special cabinet for what makes human life and all of its squalor worth living. It was taken for granted when we were good that we could give each other such a life. This marked place I have a cabinet for, too. The places are all marked. Logan Square, for one, as the sunset appeared from bay windows. Liberty Place Towers, to the right, due south. The Franklin Institute, due north. Courtyard full of curiosities. It is understood that these are what make up your brain. Colors, forms, tableaus. A succession that was me for you, too. Sultry nights in West Philadelphia were another vocabulary for us. Grass plots dotted the concrete yard beneath your window. Wood-paneled floor. Wooden dresser taking our tripped-out trysts, making them rustic. A poet's brain transcendentalizes language and philosophy. I always trusted as secure what started with you and sense. Grounded in sense right there on Baltimore Avenue was an implicit engagement with taking what was banal in the script of our consciousness, shaking it loose. It's all in my own cabinet now, about shock, spark. No one ever gave me a better life. Pathways from sense to oversoul level awareness, fastening color to what could remain uncolored. Passions.